Scientists in South Africa are warning of a new strain of COVID-19. The variant, which is yet to be named, appears to have a high number of mutations. And that is of concern because there's a possibility it could be able to evade our immune response and be even more transmissible. South Africa has called for an emergency meeting of the World Health Organization to discuss this new variant. I'll go directly now to DW correspondent Adrian Creech, who's in Cape Town. Adrian, just how concerned are scientists about this new variant?
Well, the local scientists here today held a press briefing, and they say they are very concerned, mainly because of a very unusual constellation of mutations in this new variant. Just to compare, the new variant that was discovered has more than 30 mutations. If you compare it to the Beta variant, for example, that was discovered in South Africa about a year ago, it only has about 3 mutations. So this is certainly a reason for concern, because that could possibly mean that the virus can spread easier to people. It could evade the immune response. And of course, the big question is also, are the current vaccine protecting against this new variant? It's all too early to tell. So far, only 22 cases were recorded. In the next days and weeks, more testing will happen, more sequencing. Then we will have more details, but the scientists already indicated that they are very optimistic that the current vaccines that are available at this point are also helping with this new mutation, at least when it comes to protecting against severe disease.
Now, Adrian, South Africa is battling an increase in infections. Is there any relation at all to this new variant?
Very unlikely, because scientists here already warned of a fourth wave to come between December and January many weeks ago. But what we clearly see now is a number of cases that's been increasing. Yesterday, we've seen 1,200 new infections. Earlier this month, we had around 100 new infections. So there is a fourth wave coming. It is too early to tell if it's related to this new variant. But you also have to recall that it is summer here. Summer's basically starting in South Africa. So people are hoping that fourth wave will not be as bad as previous waves. Also, for example, things are slowly getting back to normal here, finally. For the first time since the beginning of the pandemic, tourists are back in Cape Town. Lots of people. Life is slowly getting back to normal. So people are a bit worried, but they're also hoping that summer will help not making that fourth wave as bad as the previous ones.
The Delta variant is the one that's at top of most people's minds. That's the one that we focused heavily on. Could it be that this particular variant could be added to the World Health Organization's list of variants of concern, Adrian?
It is quite likely to happen, and people here are very scared about the consequences. I mentioned it earlier, when the Beta variant was discovered here in South Africa about a year ago, it was quickly labeled the South African variant, although it was never proven that it was really originating from South Africa. It was just detected here. Same thing with the current variant, but the consequences were really terrible for the economy. South Africans were not allowed to travel to many countries for many months. Tourist numbers went down big time. It was a big hit for the economy, and South Africa is still recovering from that crisis. There's a massive unemployment crisis. There's a poverty crisis here. The state is heavily indebted. So if there's another variant now that is very bad and that will bring more restrictions, that could be really a big problem for South Africa once again.
DW correspondent Adrian Creech reporting for us from Cape Town. Thank you.